Welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us on the CCA California podcast. Good to be with you another week. We have a very special edition with two very important men, probably the busiest men right now. We've got Pat McDonald and Bart Hall on the line. Pat, Bart, welcome to the podcast, guys. How are you guys?
Good, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. Pat, good to see you.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I mentioned, you guys are probably the two busiest men right now with Long Beach coming up really, really soon. And Bart, we'll start with you. I know I'm super excited for Long Beach coming up next week. How excited are you, my friend?
Well, I'm both excited and nervous and terrified. You know, that's what happens with me. As we get close to this stuff, my expectations are extremely high. And I don't think any show has ever lived up to my expectations pre-show. But once it's over, I go, you know, that wasn't so bad. So I think that's what we're doing here.
Nice, nice. And Pat, I believe you came on to the show staff last year, correct? I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when we started off, we were waiting to hear word from whether we could get the go ahead from the judge, and everything was squared away. And then mm-hmm. we began in a helter skelter, crazy, but we got it done. And so now we're kind of feel like we have our legs under our feet. And this show is our second, it's our fourth show. Remember, we had three last year.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We put on three shows in 7 months. That's how much time we had. So we got a late start on it, but we kicked it into gear. And then when it was over, I was like, wow, we did it. And a lot of people said that we couldn't do it, and we did. And so now this year, our legs are under our feet. We feel much more comfortable. We have our graphics. We have our website. We have everything. There's a lot that goes into starting up a show from scratch, which is essentially kind of what we did last year. So people said we couldn't do it, and we did, and I kind of had to reassure people, oh, hey, don't worry. We're not only going to have one show, we're going to have three shows, and they're going to be good. And they were.
You know, three shows in the matter of 7 months. That's pretty impressive.
Well, Bart is pretty experienced and kind of mm-hmm. knows what he's doing, obviously. And so I just kind of stepped in and helped with sales. And then we had many other people were helping with graphics and website. And Katie Hall came in and she really just was a wealth of information, you know. And so she came in right around, you know, 3 or 4 months before, and we were just really grateful that her expertise was there. So, yeah, we're doing great. We filled up 220,000 square feet of space under one roof for Long Beach. Del Mar is doing great. We have the boat show right after that. So we have three consecutive shows, first shows of the year. We're pretty excited about how they're developing, and we're filled at Long Beach right now. People are calling up and trying to get booths, and we're going to jam them in, but nice. It's going to be a beautiful show. It really is.
Excellent. I'm certainly looking forward to it.
But we will tell him. I'm sure he's very excited. Now, you got to remember now, Bart, you know, after the shows, he was wanting to get his two knees replaced, and he mm-hmm. was in a lot of pain last year. And they told him, well, we'll do it for you, but we got to.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was just describing, you know, how much better you feel, even though you didn't get your knee surgeries done, but he's lost 100 pounds. He looks great. He's got a lot of energy. They gave him a couple shots in the knees, you know, and after the shows are over, he'll have those knees operated on. But he looked great. We were just doing a taping earlier today, and so he's excited. And as he said, he's a little terrified, but but I think he's actually doing fine under the circumstances. But we're headed for great weather. We're going to have some weather here in the next couple of days. And then by Saturday and Sunday, Monday, it'll be raining, and then we'll have looks like a really great weather pattern. It's going to be nice and warm all the way leading up and right through the show. So,
oh yes,
it looks good.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. You know? So Bart,
and, yes,
I was just about to say, you, my friend, have been doing these shows for a little while now, a couple of years. Tell us a little bit about the background and basically the evolution of the shows.
Well, my father, who wasn't able to serve in the Second World War because he was 4F, but he wanted to do something, so they gave him a job as in the Army Air Corps teaching theory of flight, and so he did, and then got out a little bit before the end of the war, so he was came back to Southern California. Or he went to work for a company called Crowd Management Incorporated. And they did ushers, ticket sellers, and gatemen at all the sporting events in Southern California. And my dad grew up in Florida as a waterman and as a hunter, and as a fisherman. And he said, went to his boss one day and said, "We do all these sporting events. Why don't we put on a sportsman show?" And the famous line from his boss was, "What the hell is a sportsman show?" So that's what happened in 1946. They did the first one at Gilmore Stadium, dirt track, and then they moved to the Pan Pacific Auditorium, where that's where it got its real start. That's where people started to notice what it was. That's when they started to pop up everywhere around the country. And then we went from there to the Great Western Exhibit Center. Was there for quite a while. 1 year at the Sports Arena, and then on to the Long Beach Convention Center. In the meantime, during all of this, we did start a show down in San Diego, initially at Golden Hall, but eventually in a couple of years went out to the Del Mar Fairgrounds. So Del Mar Fairgrounds show is 46 years old, and the Long Beach show is, this will be the 76th Long Beach show that we've produced. It's actually been 78 years, but it was like 2 years there where we weren't able to do anything. But the 76th show, I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
Wow, congratulations. That's fantastic, Bart. So let's go over yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm making a commercial right now, and one of the things I say in that commercial is I want to thank people for coming. And I said, but many of you listening to this commercial will have caught your first fish at our show. And that's a fun thing for me, because you know, we've had about 1.5 million kids go through that, go through the show, and they grow up, they got married, they had kids, they had grandkids. The number of anglers that we have created at the hall shows is incalculable. A lot of the people, all the landings and the lodges and the fishermen, for whatever they fish for, a lot of them got their start at the hall shows, and it's very gratifying to me to know that.
That's excellent. Yeah, I think, you know, it going to the show every year, it's tradition for all of us. For me growing up in the industry, and for those, you know, joining us new and all that stuff. Basically, the show season is the start of the year, the start of the fishing season, which is, I mean, it generates quite a bit of excitement year after year. And, you know, thanks to you and your family and your tradition, we have that outlet. That it's almost kind of like opening day for the season.
Well, I agree. We all get to assemble, and as Mike Lum says, celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. And I think it's a wonderful phrase, and I feel it when I'm in that room. You know, I've talked about this many times. I talk about it all the time. You can go fishing with your family. There's a couple of you. You know, you go out with maybe five guys, or you can go on a boat with 20, or maybe a boat with 40. You walk into the Long Beach Convention Center, and there's thousands of anglers in there, and you immediately feel good. You feel empowered. You feel like, wow, this means something. And it's really a wonderful experience.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, speaking of experience, let's go through the show rundown. So we have Long Beach next week. Pat, I'll throw it to you. Any kind of general preview for Long Beach? Anything exciting coming up? I know we've got seminars, and you know, it's sold out, so plenty of people planning on going there.
Oh yeah, so it's 4 days. We've got it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it kind of each day has its own flavor of the crowd too. Mm-hmm. So you try to remember that. You know, you got the eager beavers who are going to be going there for all the retail. They're going to be trying to get the big bargains when they kick off, and then each time. And Saturday and Sunday is kind of a family thing. Some people come to the show 1, 2, 3 days, and they go look for a boat, they look for tackle, they look at deals, and they go, you know what, I think I'm going to go back, and then make a deal on that thing. They bring their wife, their kids, and mm-hmm. then they make the deal on the boats. I know that we have more boats. You got to remember now, San Diego, or even Southern California, really does not have a boat show. This is it. We have 3 boat shows within our shows. So these guys are counting on this to be a big selling point. And we have, I think, every major dealer in Southern California is at this show, not to mention the kayaks and the marine electronics and Johnson Hicks. Mm-hmm. Also, we also have seminars at the Johnson Hicks. Marine every day. We have we're going to be having seminars at five different areas. So that's going to be the Daiwa stage, which is in the center of the arena now, not the sports arena, but the convention center. And then we also have the Mammoth Mammoth Lakes mm-hmm. stage, and then we have the Accurate stage. We have the Bass Tank, which has probably the greatest collection of bass pros and guides that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And so we're wheeling that down from Central California, filling it with bass, and that's going to be a great thing. We have Kyle Grover from Anglers Angler Center, who's the U.S. Open one bass champion this year. Rusty Brown, Rich Tauber, Jason Collum, Todd Woods, all great guys, great seminar. So mm-hmm. that alone seminar is going to be great, fantastic. Progressive is going to hand you a bag when you walk in, a program. Oh, wow. Go over there, spin the wheel for the kids and get mm-hmm. a prize. There's Western Outdoor News will be there selling their subscriptions as usual. There's a lot of things. Get your we have a fly fishing area within the show. It's
very cool.
13, 14, 15 booths, two casting areas, and a couple of other areas where the guys are going to be teaching people in a seminar area within that casting for the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers. Yeah. So that's being a kind of a show within a show. And
very cool.
So yeah, and then so it's going to be CalStar is back. Almost every rod manufacturer is back there. Mm-hmm. We have all the reel manufacturers. We've got five or six very strong retail areas. So people are looking for, I want to go buy something. Oh, don't worry. Turner's is going to have two pages of ads about what they're giving away. And I just did a little podcast earlier this morning and Mike Wynn was on there and he was giving show specials and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this stuff is amazing. 25% off this, pick up this and you get a rod pack for that.
So
bring a shopping list. That Progressive's going to hand you a bag and a nice thing. You can sign up for trips and tackle and drawings. Tons of stuff for the kids. We got the Progressive Plaza, which is the outside area. We're going to have great weather. I was a little worried about the weather, but no, it's going to be beautiful all the way through the show.
Normally there's always one day that's always raining, but this year it's going to be beautiful.
Well, I got to tell you, Chris, and Chris is, now Bart is going to probably be like, don't say that. But, last year everything was going great and we had the fish, the kids were coming and we had staying at the hotel and I heard a slam late at night. And then it was a wind blast. The weather was raining and everything else. And we woke up and the whole Progressive Plaza was just torn apart by a massive windstorm.
Oh, I remember that.
It crashed into the trout pond pump, killed all the fish. And but before those kids showed up, I think at 2:00, we had the fish not out of the tank, packaged, put away properly. And then the Department of Fish and Wildlife got there with a truck. And we restocked the trout pond the kids. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, I want to thank the Department of Fish and Wildlife on so many levels for helping us with that show. And the kids were just like, where's the trout? One more hour, we'll have the filters done. We'll put the fish in, and then they can catch fish. And they did. The fish started biting right away. It was awesome. So
nice.
You never know about what's going to happen in terms of weather. But this week, the weather looks fantastic. It's going to rain Saturday and Sunday, Monday, and then it's going to start clear up, and then the show starts Thursday.
Very cool. Very cool. I'll throw this one to both of you guys. Speaking of seminars, it was just announced that our very own Tony Bangos is emceeing the first ever women's symposium at the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, Bart and I are very excited about having that for the first time ever. It just came up with the idea and thought that the women are just the most growing, the biggest growing segment of our industry. And we just don't really look – when you look at it really carefully, you realize that there's just a ton of women out there on every different level of our industry, whether it's on the boats and all that. Now, 30 years ago, you'd look on a sport fishing boat or anything like that, and it would be almost an anomaly to have a woman there. And also a wife or somebody like that, But, no, I would say a very good percentage. And they're at every level – retail, national sales – of course, Tony is now the assistant director here at the CCA, And she's going to be the moderator. I thought it would be great because Wayne is going to be doing the moderation, moderating for the Department of Fish and Wildlife panel right before that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, Toni would be great. She's very experienced. She knows all facets of the industry. And I thought, I asked her to be the moderator. And she's going to just kind of glide the topics mm-hmm. through the thing. And people can participate in the audience for the 2 hours. That's 3:15 to 4:15 on the Mammoth stage. And there's a great selection of ladies who are there, are mm-hmm. going to be participating. And hallshows.com has a lot of the details on that. But 3:15 to 5:15 at the Mammoth stage on Saturday at the show.
That's great. And I could tell you she's very much looking forward to that. She's stoked about it. So, Bart, you are on yes. Our state board, our executive board for CCA. You've done... I mean, the list goes on, my friend. You've done so much for CCA California. It's ridiculous. In 9 years, you've always, you know, basically waved your magic wand with the shows and basically just make everything happen for CCA, which we cannot thank you enough. So with us being back at Long Beach and Del Mar and Pomona and the boat show and all that, we're super excited to be back. And you've done so much for us over the course of 9 years, my friend.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say, but I haven't done anything that I don't think everyone should do. This is something that if I didn't do, I would feel very, very bad about, because there is no organization in my lifetime in California that has been more effective at helping us overcome these problems in the ocean than the CCA Cal. So, you know, all anglers in California should be members. It's a member-driven organization. It's not driven from the top down. It's driven from the bottom up. And I just hope that we can continue to grow and that people understand. And they come by and see your beautiful new booth. Because yes. you're in a big, big booth right in the center of the show. You're right near Bob Sands Fishing Tackle. You're right next to Calstar. And it's huge.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely appreciate that for sure. This year we're going with a massive booth, as Bart said. We're going to have our grand prize for our upcoming star tournament. It's an 18-foot Parker, a center console Parker, that one lucky angler is going to be able to walk away with at the end of the star tournament. And that's going to be right
in our
booth.
That's for the brand new Yamaha, right? A brand new Yamaha, that too.
Yep, that comes with a 150 Yamaha along with a trailer too from West Coast Marine. It's ridiculous. It's awesome.
Perfect. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
We want to thank West Coast Marine too for making all that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. West Coast Marine, along with you know, that's one of our grand prizes. We've got 9 other grand prizes that are also going to be at your show as well. You know, including Intrepid Sport Fishing, Tail Hunter, Sitka Fish, you know, Casa de Cedros, Newport Vessels, all these other companies that have really stepped up for this inaugural tournament. And Bart, I got to ask, have you either participated in a star tournament, or have you at least heard about it at CCA Texas in Florida and how exciting it is?
Well, I had the opportunity to go back to the headquarters of CCA and to hang out with the guys back there. And we talked about a lot of things. And one of the things they talked about, this was years ago, was the star tournament. And they showed me pictures and they showed me how it's going. And they told me what it did. And I got very excited, and I wanted them to start the star tournament 3 or 4 years ago. But they wanted to wait and wait and wait and wait, and now they think the time is right. And they got the right guy running it, and Chris Wheaton. So it's going to be really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And Long Beach is really the kickoff for the star tournament, as we're offering 3 different prize show packages this year, one of them being our standard membership, but also we're doing an $80 star show package as well, which includes the regular membership or the regular show package plus entry to the star. So you get everything knocked out all in one swoop, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think you guys have done a great job putting all that together. And I hope people take advantage of it. It's, you know, last year we were on a push to get life members, and I think we did really good. I think we got 26 of them. Which we've never done before in any event.
Yes.
And this year we really want to push the star tournament as much as possible, along with life memberships. We'd love to have life memberships, but the star tournament is certainly the thing that we really want.
Oh, yeah. Well, just to touch on the life membership deal, the package this year, you're going to get the Star Show package, which is entering the Star and the regular show package. But on top of that, AFCO has stepped up. We're going to give a brand new tackle backpack, the brand new tackle backpack, along with four jigs from AFCO, along with, on top of that, a 7-foot Daiwa rod, all for $1,000. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's not all, you know. That's not all.
That's a deal.
Yeah, you can.
That's
also
a deal.
You'll also get a ticket to the show.
Yeah,
you'll get into the hall shows. You get a one ticket every year for the rest of your life.
Yep.
To get into the shows, so that's $20 a year.
Lifetime membership to CCA. You're part of the cool clubs, which both of you are lifetime members.
That's right. You're a 501c3, right?
Yep.
So you can write it off on your taxes, you know, so it's a donation. Just don't forget that, guys. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons. And of course, the main reason is that you support the work that's being done for CCA, because there's nobody else out there really doing it for you. I can tell you that right now. As editor of Western Outdoor News for 34 years, I saw a lot of organizations come and go. And I really do feel that this is the one that is going to take us and represent us in the best possible way on a day-to-day basis, not just like, oh, this issue is coming up. Let's see if we can fight it. Let's get a bunch of people together and raise some money. And no, that's not how it works. It's every single day, every single work, every single week, and year after year. And it's a commitment. And that's what it takes.
Yeah, and in a state like California, we just have to keep pushing and chugging along and growing. We just added Tony as our new AD this year, or last year, I should say. And we're not stopping. We have to continue to grow in order to save fishing here in California, which I know, Bart, you've fought the battle for all these years and even before CCA. So we appreciate all the work that you've been able to give to us.
Hey, Bart, can I make one quick comment here, and then I'll let you comment on that. But back in 1988, 89, we were doing the Gillnet Initiative, and we tried to get a bill through, two bills, AB1, and we just wanted to show people that trying to get legislation through on fisheries management was almost going to be impossible because of the donations of the commercial industry to the Assembly Parks and Wildlife Committee. That's where the first salvo occurs, and we couldn't even get them to listen to us. And we just knew that that was going to be the case. So Doris Allen and everything else got involved in it. And so we tried to put a bill through. But the main thing was we showed people it wasn't going to happen. So we got Prop 132 to get Prop 132, the Gillnet Initiative, on the ballot. And it was floundering. The effort to get 1 million signatures was difficult, the fundraising, everything else. And I went to Fred and I went to Bart. And I said, we need help. There was another show at the time, and they told us, they turned us away and said, oh, we don't want a bunch of protests. So we don't want anything to do with it. And I go, well, you're going to be sorry. And it was I said, so I went, of course, my next call, of course, was always going to be to Bart and to Fred. And they said, the show is yours. You do whatever you want. And so we basically started and pushed the signature drive for Prop 132, the Gillnet Initiative, through at that Long Beach show, and then later on in Del Mar. And we that pushed not only the signatures, but also the donations. So what we're talking about here is not just a commitment to CCA, you know, this last couple of years, but this goes on for decades ago. Mm-hmm. And so what we have now is we have no gillnets within 3 miles of this of our shores. And around the islands, and when that's incredibly improved our fishing in California. And if it had not been for the hall shows stepping in and basically providing that access to the shows, it would not have happened. I can tell you right now, because I was on the committee for the Gillnet Initiative and that with Bill Shedd and many others in the industry, and it was the shows that was the impetus to get the money and the signatures for that. So there's a lot of tradition within the Hall family that made it happen. And so I'm very proud to be a part of the show. The last couple of years it was brought back. Now that I'm retired as editor of the newspaper, I was very happy to come back and help out, because I'm committed to the Hall shows and I'm committed to the Hall family.
Very cool. Very cool. So what you're saying is it's a tradition for the Hall shows to step up in big ways for advocacy in California.
And that goes for hunting too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's, it's a great venue for, and an opportunity for everybody to come together in a variety of ways. And that's one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, Pat, we did something wrong though there, because you remember that poster that we used with that seal with a gill net around his neck?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Well, so it worked. It worked. But we got a lot of sympathy for the seals, and so then they pass along, so that was difficult.
Well, now Bart, that was the 1972 law. That was but they got the seals in there with the whales. But no, yeah. it did kind of work against us. But look, you know, when you're fighting a battle in a trench, you use whatever you could. And when I saw the photo of the seal, I asked the photographer if I could use it, and then we ended up. Using, and I knew very well that really actually wasn't a gill net around his neck. It was a heavy mesh, heavy cord. Mm-hmm. But it tugged at the heartstrings. And I'm sorry if you're in a battle with people who are not really playing fair as well, then you have to use what you need. And so that was a signature photo for us of the seal being around its neck being trapped.
People love that. It was fantastic. It was the right thing to use. Absolutely.
But at the time, we did have quite a few pictures of seals and other fish caught in gill nets, and those were actually more truthful.
Yeah.
Like we might say.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good picture. Really good picture.
Well, Bart, it goes without saying, we are so excited to be at the Long Beach show, the Del Mar show, and we haven't really talked about the Pomona show. Do you want to touch on that real quick?
Well, the Pomona show is strictly a boat show. Now, at Long Beach, at all of our shows, we're going to have well over 100 boats at every show. But at the boat show in Pomona, it's the last show of the year, March 1, 2, and 3, we're going to have not only the boats that we have here, the fishing boats and the pontoon boats and the tow boats and the different kind of boats that we're going to have at both Long Beach and Del Mar, but we'll have all of the high-performance boats. I believe, with the exception of one, we're getting all of the guys who are viable here on the West Coast in high-performance. And then we have one of the gentlemen that works with us is Jim McComb, and he got famous. He owned a business where he made fast boats go faster. So he's kind of a legend, and he has all these connections. So we have, I don't know anything about that side of the industry, but he knows it all. So between the two of us, we've been able to put together a really nice boat show, and it's a 3-day deal, and it's just, if you're looking for a boat, that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about Long Beach and Del Mar, that's the only boat show that's going to be in San Diego this year. And you have Johnson Hicks down there selling marine electronics. And when you get to Long Beach, Johnson Hicks will be selling more of a larger marine electronics display than any other show in California. So it's pretty exciting, really.
Wow. That is super exciting. If you're in the market for a boat, you better head on down to all three shows.
Well, there's going to be great deals on boats, because here's what happened. Last year, before we started, everybody said, you don't want to do boat shows. Boat dealers can't sell. They're selling everything they get. They can't get boats from the factories. Well, just about the time we booked the space and we're getting ready to do the shows, that kind of stopped. The market went away and factories were able to deliver. Well, that has continued. And so, right now, because of the higher interest rates that occurred, boat dealers are stuck with lots of inventory, and they're paying flooring the banks on that inventory. They are very anxious to make a deal with you and get out from under that flooring. So it's a wonderful time for consumers, not so good for the boat dealers, but a really good time for consumers.
Very cool. Very cool. That's awesome. Well, Bart, I know both of you are super busy this time of year, so we'll let you go. But before we do that, Bart, let's start with you. You've been able, I can only imagine the amount of stories and fishing stories and all that you may that you must have. But as far as the different locales, the different locations that you've ever fished before, what's your favorite, man?
My favorite for fishing?
Yeah. Yeah, well, favorite place to fish.
Well, first of all, I fish. I do all kinds of fishing. I actually do fly fish. I actually fish for trout. I actually fish for tuna locally. I actually fish off piers. I fish off the shore. I like it. Now, I have to say that I think my favorite place to fish was actually in the Sea of Cortez. And that's where I got my 90-pound rooster fish. And I was obsessed with catching big rooster fish for a while. I started small, you know, 12-pounders, and worked my way up. And once I got that 90-pounder, I was like, okay, I think I did good here now.
Very cool. Very cool. I like
rooster fish. And I'm a bass fisherman, too. I remember one time we tore over for my dad. I was a manufacturer's representative for Ranger and Cotton Cordell, Lewes. And I've done a lot of bass fishing.
Oh my gosh! Is there something you don't do?
I'm sure there is, but you know, I'm not really good at big fish. And I have caught, you know, my largest fish was 500 pounds. But what I say now is, they say, well, what do you do when you're going to go out here and get these big bluefin? I said, well, here's what I do. I put on a special pair of shoes. I get a special belt. I get everything ready to go. And as soon as I hook that 200 pounder, I turn to the guy next to me and says, want to catch a big fish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Pat, what about you, my friend?
I like catching big tuna.
Yeah.
Bluefin, yellowfin down at Puerto Vallarta. Long range. I haven't done many long range lately. It's a little off my budget these days, mm-hmm. retired, but I always enjoyed it. I fished with some great people, but yeah, so I love catching big fish and putting, figuring out ways to get them. The bluefin has just been one of my real joys. I have a couple really good friends who we go fishing either on my boat or their boat, generally their boat because their boat's bigger. We can get out to the Cortez and the Tanner. And so I've kind of I had a blast with that. And maybe swordfish, who knows? I'm going to start getting into swordfish. But yeah, I've done a lot of fishing all over the world. And Southern California, I think, in Baja, is probably got the some of the best, most exciting fisheries in the world, mm-hmm. Right here at our doorstep. And the show is really the place to learn how to do it and get enthused about it and get out there and do it and get the tackle for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on that note, how do we go? Or, I mean, I guess we just go to the show, but can you pre-order tickets or anything like that? How do we get to the show and also share your social media pages and all that stuff?
Well, you can get tickets through Tixar, and Pat, you can talk about the social media.
Sure. Well, go to hallshows.com, go to Tixar, and you can order your tickets right there so you can have your tickets before you go in. Or you can go to the door and sign up with CCA. Add another $10 to these packages, not the lifetime, but the first two, 60. So the 50, it would be 60, and the 80 would be 90. And then you get in for $10, and then you can do your paperwork inside. So that's one way to do it. And there's at the door and also online. Online is going to be a little bit more expensive. It's got a couple bucks. They charge a couple bucks extra. So it's $22, I think, to get in. Yeah, and parking is going to be much easier. It's earlier in the year. This is like a month earlier at least. Mm-hmm. And so we're away from the Long Beach Grand Prix. We're thrilled about that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Last year was it wasn't a nightmare, but it was a really difficult thing for the vendors, and you really had to calm people down about, you know, parking a half a mile away. You know, this. And I go, next year it'll be fine. We'll change the dates. But we're very excited about the weather. We're excited about the parking. There's great ways to get in. Join CCA, get in for $10.
Yes.
Add $10 onto their packages and you're in. Get the lifetime. You're into the show for the rest of your life.
And we'll be at that regular spot outside the show.
Yep. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. So yep. We're very excited. The freight train is coming. We got a car in the middle of the tracks. And we can see the train coming. We're pushing that car as hard as we can. But we're going to do it. And we're just looking forward. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful 4 days.
Excellent. And Bart, remind us of those dates again. January 25th to the 28th in Long Beach, right?
It's January 25th to the 28th in Long Beach. And February 15th to the 18th in Del Mar. And we are 12 to 7 on Thursday and Friday, 10 to 7 on Saturday, and then Long Beach, we're 10 to 6, and in Del Mar, we're 10 to 5. on Sunday.
And you were mentioning social media. We got Facebook posts going on. We got websites. We've got Instagram, Twitter, you know, whatever it is.
Everything.
And what's it called? X. And
X.
So yeah, it's all out there. We're doing advertising, radio spots. We've been doing those for a while. Pete's show and Sergio and everybody. So yeah, we're very excited about doing it. And if you have any information, if you want to know any more details about the thing, go to Facebook on our page, but you can reach that through the links on hullshows.com. That has everything. Just click on that. You can get tickets there, and then you can get all the schedules. All the seminar schedules are on there. So hullshows.com. And we will see you at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you guys there. And Bart, Pat, thanks for coming on. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Chris. Thanks for all you do for CCA.
Oh, absolutely, my friend. Glad to do it. And with that, we will see you guys next time. Thank you so much.